PA President Jim Ryan met with community residents online, explaining the program that could ease a local shortage of affordable housing. He did not supply many details, explaining the university wants to hear from its neighbors before deciding when and where to start, who might be eligible for the new units, and what they would cost. Then he seemed to acknowledge the school's role in destruction of a once thriving black neighborhood that is now filled with high-end student housing, shops, restaurants, and bars.
There is a complicated and not entirely happy history of development in Charlottesville, including UVA's role in it. And we're mindful of this as we begin our work.
UVA does not plan to contribute money, but will lend expertise and donate land the school's chief operating officer described as excess surplus property. Ryan also raised the possibility that UVA could push housing prices down by requiring sophomores to live on campus, a rule that currently extends only to freshmen.
My hope is that we will get to a point where we can require first and second years to live on grounds, which I think would be good for them, but I also think it would help alleviate some pressure on the local housing market.
UVA promised to collaborate with the community to ask locals about their needs and wishes before proceeding, and said a consultant would be hosting a number of listening sessions. I'm Sandy Houseman.